This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. This is going to be a jam-packed last segment. All right, real quick, before we dive into that, I want to give a shout-out to Mulberry Barbecue. The Ticket, the Adam Carriker Show on The Ticket, is sponsored by our good friends at Mulberry Barbecue, now with two numero dos locations at 11th and Cornhusker and 61st and Apples Way, right off of Highway 2. Both locations are open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Ladies and gentlemen, try their burn-in sandwich, a brisket burrito, barbecue nachos, full slab of chicken. Get incredible sides and get fueled for lunch today at Mulberry Barbecue. Again, located at 11th and Cornhusker and 61st and Apples Way, just off of Highway 2 by Lowe's. All right, we got a couple of clips to get to. We got volleyball stuff to get to. We got picks to get to. Let's light this candle. Go with volleyball first, my friend.
Yeah, it's an accolade, but it's nothing more than an Instagram post. Doesn't decide if you won the national championship or a conference title or anything. Becoming fixated on the outcome has never, ever worked in anyone's favor. So just staying in the moment is huge. And a big takeaway that I have from John Cook, like just coaching me over the last few years, he almost used to come with a little bit of an attitude when we were ranked number one. He was like, so you think you guys can just coast this week because you're ranked number one? Just this and that at the end of the day, it's like, yeah, it's an accolade, but it's nothing more than an Instagram post. Doesn't decide if you won the national championship or a conference title or anything. So it's something to be cool and like, oh yeah, that's nice. But it doesn't determine your win on Friday or Saturday night. So when it comes down to sets, if we drop a set, okay, they probably earned it or we weren't playing very well. But it's just being mature about it. Like, yeah, sometimes teams are going to win sets, sometimes they don't. And so it's like, just focus on what you can control. I think Terea hit the nail on the head about this question last week. Like, we don't really pay attention to that stuff. We're not really doing it for the flash factor. Again, we just want to play high-level volleyball, execute the things that we should be executing, but also having a lot of fun.
So she was kind of asked about some of the things that are out there. Like, if you look right now, Nebraska volleyball is a 99.3% chance to win the Big Ten Conference, and a 60%, it's grown since the last time we chatted about this, a 60% chance to go undefeated. So kind of just, it's not about the outcome. You know, Tony Romo would talk about back in the day embracing the process. Like, Nebraska hasn't dropped a set in a volleyball match since September 16th versus Creighton, but that's not what it's about. I remember Bill Belichick, the year, like any year that the Patriots were doing really, really well, the better they did, the harder they practiced, and the more harsh he was on the team. Randy Moss talked about that. I think it was the year they went 18-0 and then ended up losing in the Super Bowl. But like, there's something to be said for the better you're doing, the more demanding you need to be. If you're having a really harsh season, it's almost kind of demanding, but the coach needs to be understanding, again, in a demanding way, but understanding, because that's how you keep people engaged both ways, whether you're having success or not. Also, Nebraska is number one in hitting percentage in the nation right now at 332. And the Huskers defense is number two in the country with a 112 opponent hitting percentage. And when it comes to Husker faithful and the Husker Nation, Nebraska leads the attendance leaders in the NCAA for volleyball per match, 8,600. On the road, they're number two. Number two. Playing in other states in the country when it comes to attendance per match is number one is Nebraska at home. On the road, it's over 8,000 per match. Then number three is Wisconsin at home at 7,900. So Nebraska is number one at home, number two on the road. So that's kind of crazy there as well. All right, go ahead and roll that Joel Klatt clip.
Why is one team ranked and one team not ranked? Okay, and I think it has to do with...
Pause real quick.
And where you're at.
So this is why Texas is ranked 20th and Iowa's not ranked, even though they have identical records, and flat out, Iowa's looked more impressive this year. So go ahead.
Where you start and where you're at now. Texas was the number one team in the country, and we thought that they were going to be incredible, and we had that huge game at Ohio State. It was great. Iowa started as the 44th ranked team in the country. If you look, all the teams receiving votes, all the way down, 44th ranked team in the country. And here they are. They're both 6-2. Now, Iowa is not ranked right now. And I started thinking to myself, like, why is Iowa not ranked? They just thumped Minnesota. It's a good football team. They were just tied in the fourth quarter with Indiana, who we think is the number two team in the country. And everybody else does too. They were tied with them 13-13 with like a minute 50 left in the game in Kinnick. Their other loss, was on a last-second field goal at Iowa State in a rivalry game on the road. Meanwhile, Texas, they're 6-2. They beat Kentucky and they beat Mississippi State, two bottom-tier teams. Close wins, overtime against Mississippi State and Kentucky. Their losses are Ohio State and Florida, and candidly, not particularly close. Now, I know the Ohio State one looks like a one-possession game. That's really a two-possession game. It's 14-0 until late into the fourth quarter, and Ohio State didn't do anything on offense to try to push the envelope. Florida beat Texas handily. Meanwhile, Iowa, they have a close win against Penn State. It's kind of the way they play. Last-second field goal lost to Iowa State on the road, and their other loss is Indiana. Tied 13-13 with a minute 50 to go in that game. Preseason ranking 44, preseason ranking number one. So one team's ranked number 20 in the country, one team's unranked.
I love my morning coffee, but sometimes the crash hits harder than the caffeine. That's when I switch to Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee infused with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics, giving me smooth, focused energy that actually lasts. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Enter for a chance to win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
So,
is it because of the preseason rankings
There it is.
Is it because of the preseason rankings? So you look at the preseason top 10. Number one was Texas. They have not looked good this year at all. Number two, Penn State. Season is Dunsky. Coach is fired. Number three, Ohio State. Not doing bad. Clemson, Dunsky. Their coach basically said, fire me if you want. I'll go somewhere else and win in a press conference about a month ago. Georgia, I mean, they're doing okay. They're going to be in the conversation. You got Notre Dame. You got Oregon. You got Alabama. Nobody there is really blowing it out the water. All those teams except for Oregon have two losses already. They're going to be in the CFP. LSU, number nine, fired. You got Miami. They're doing pretty good. If you go one spot lower, Arizona State, Jeff Sims is going to be their starting quarterback the rest of the year. With all due respect, that doesn't bode incredibly well. Almost 40% of the preseason top 11 teams, like Dunsky, it's fired coaches, below 500 records. It's crazy. The preseason rankings, I don't know. I've always said I like them for entertainment purposes. I may be switching my position on this because it's becoming so bad. And it's affecting now how teams are ranked as the CFP gets closer. Texas has the more talented roster. Iowa's looked like the better football team, and ain't even close. Texas had to go to double overtime to beat a bad Kentucky team. Meanwhile, one of Iowa's losses, nobody's come close to Indiana this year. They beat on the road in Eugene, Oregon by double digits. They had them tied with just a few minutes to go versus Indiana. Like they have looked, and I know we're going to play them soon. It's an opportunity. We'll see what happens. But man, I think Iowa should be rated ahead of Texas. They're not even ranked, and Texas is top 20. The preseason rankings and the SEC bias just runneth wild, in my humble opinion. All right, Jake, we got to do picks. What you got, my friend?
All right, we got some good ones this week. Number 9, Vanderbilt at number 20, Texas. You just mentioned them. Clearly don't respect them. $142 Ooh. Bucks to get in. Texas, though, favored by 3.5.
See, I don't like that Vanderbilt's played so many tough opponents recently. Of course, Texas makes every game into a tough opponent, seemingly. I'm going to go with Vanderbilt, but man, this game makes me nervous. It makes me real nervous. I just don't think Texas is good, but this might be a little bit of a dip game for Vandy. That's what makes me nervous. I'm going to go with the Commodores anyways.
I do like that pick. However, it is at Texas, so I do think the Longhorns get the win. Still, Longhorns down. Oklahoma at Tennessee this week. Number 18, Oklahoma at number 14, Tennessee. $269 to get in. Tennessee favored by 2.5. Of course, Josh Heupel, former quarterback for Oklahoma.
Won a national title in 2000, runner-up in the Heisman Trophy that year to Chris Winkie, who they beat in the Orange Bowl, 13-2, mind you, for the national championship. I'll take Tennessee.
I like Oklahoma on the road to get that win.
Dude.
There's a lot of interesting games.
Ooh, okay.
Cincinnati, Utah, another one. Cincinnati, number 17. Utah, number 24. $74 to get in. Utah, favored by 10.5.
What?
Yeah, big favorites.
Where's it at?
Utah, yeah.
Oh, I don't like that spread.
Now, Cincinnati's running back, their starting running back's out, but their backup was still pretty good.
I'm going to go with Utah. I'm not going to lie. I was going to say Cincinnati until I heard the spread. Give me Utah at home, I guess.
I'm sticking with Cincinnati.
Wow.
I'm mostly picking against you to catch up.
I see that. Or the gap is going to widen. One or the other.
That's right. These are all ranked opponents. Then I found one that maybe only intrigues me, but I'm interested in what you think. Mississippi State riding a 16-game SEC losing streak against Arkansas, who's riding a 7-game SEC losing streak. The last time Arkansas won an SEC game was against Mississippi State last year.
Wow.
So now Mississippi State at Arkansas. Arkansas favored by 4.5. Only $9 to get in. Like I said, maybe I'm only interested in this one, but I think it's a tough one to pick.
That's a great pull right there, dude. That's a great pull on picking that game for us to pick. I'm going to go Mississippi State.
Finally, we agree. I think the Bulldogs do break that as well. Right. And then it comes down to Nebraska and USC.
I haven't picked against Nebraska all year. They've only been an underdog twice. It's only the second time. When it comes down, I said in the beginning of the show, I think it comes down to the trenches. And that's the part that makes me nervous until I see more consistency on both sides. There's talent. There's experience on the O-line. There's youth and explosiveness and athleticism on the D-line. But until I see consistency, which we just haven't seen, it's not like USC is some mollywhopper in the trenches here, but they've shown more consistency. So I'm going to unfortunately hope that I'm wrong. I'd be happy to be wrong on Monday, sitting here talking about a Nebraska win on a Victory Monday, hopefully. In the meantime, I'm going to pick the bad guys. They're the bad guys because I'm picking them. It's the men of Troy.
I agree with you. That's all I'll say.
I'm going to switch Texas, by the way.
Are you?
I don't like that spot for Vandy. Just too many tough games in a row. So give me gag me you. Go Big Red. And always remember to throw the bones.